Lesson 46. Prophets foretold the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas. Purpose: to strengthen each child's testimony of the divinity of Jesus Christ's birth. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah prophesies that a pure young woman will give birth to God's Son. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah prophesies that Jesus Christ will come as a baby. Jesus is described by several names. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Micah prophesies that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. Matthew chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. The scribes knew that Bethlehem was the prophesied birthplace of the Messiah. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 18 through 21. Nephi prophesies that the Son of God will be born to a virgin. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. A virgin named Mary will be the mother of Jesus Christ. Alma chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. Alma prophesies that Jesus will be born to Mary. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Jesus is born. Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Samuel the Lamanite prophesies of the signs at Jesus' birth. 3 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 4 through 21. On the night of Jesus' birth, there was no darkness in America, and a new star rose. Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, a new star appeared in Israel. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible and the Book of Mormon for each child. B. The chart, Prophets Foretold the Birth of Jesus Christ, at the end of the lesson. C. Simple props, such as scarves and a doll, for a Christmas nativity scene. See the attention activity. D. Pictures 6-49. Isaiah Rites of Christ's Birth. Gospel Art Picture Kit 113-62339. And 6-50, The Birth of Jesus. Gospel Art Picture Kit 200-62116. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Choose several children to make a Christmas nativity scene using simple props. You should have someone represent Mary and Joseph and have a doll to represent the baby Jesus. Other children could be angels, shepherds, and wise men. Allow the class members to tell the things they remember about Jesus Christ's birth. Ask them how they know about this important event. Explain that even though it happened nearly 2,000 years ago, we have the account of Jesus' birth recorded in the Scriptures. Tell the children that Joseph and Mary knew about this event before it happened. From the time of Adam, Heavenly Father promised through prophets to send His Son to be the Savior of the world. Many prophets prophesied of the coming of Jesus Christ. They knew Heavenly Father would keep His promise, and they looked forward anxiously for the Savior to be born. Using the scriptures listed in the preparation section, teach the prophecies of Jesus Christ's birth and how they were fulfilled. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Display the chart located at the end of the lesson, which depicts the prophets who foretold the Savior's birth. Show the pictures at appropriate times. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Who did Isaiah prophesy would be the mother of Jesus Christ? Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Explain that virgin means a pure, unmarried woman. Note that Isaiah lived about 740 B.C., which means before the birth of Christ. To whom was the angel Gabriel sent to announce the news that Jesus was about to be born and to testify of the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy? Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. How did Isaiah say Jesus would come? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah called him a baby. What other names did Isaiah use to describe Christ? How do these names tell us about Jesus Christ? See enrichment activity number 6. Where was Jesus to be born? Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is, to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. When King Herod asked the priests and scribes where Jesus would be born, how did they know it would be in Bethlehem? Matthew chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Explain that these men had read the prophecies in the Scriptures. Whom did Nephi see in a vision? 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 18 through 21. Point out that Nephi lived about 600 years B.C. Help the children understand that the Nephites had the brass plates, which contained many of the ancient prophecies, but they also had their own prophets who foretold the birth of Jesus Christ. Whom did Alma prophesy would be the mother of the Son of God? Alma chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Point out that Alma lived about 80 years B.C. What signs did Samuel the Lamanite prophesy would come at the birth of Jesus? Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 through 5. These prophecies occurred 5 or 6 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. What did the people who did not believe Samuel's prophecies do? See 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 6 and 9. When Nephi prayed in behalf of the righteous people, what comfort was he given? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. How were Samuel's prophecies fulfilled? 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15, 19, and 21. How do we know a new star appeared in Israel also? Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Display the chart located at the end of the lesson which shows the ancient prophets Isaiah, Micah, Nephi, Alma, and Samuel the Lamanite. The children could take turns reading the prophecies that foretold the birth of Jesus Christ. 2. Suggest that in preparation for Christmas, the class members individually or with their families read the following scriptures which prophesy of Jesus Christ's birth. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. Alma chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 18 through 21. The children could write these references on a note card to take home, or you could prepare a handout with the references for each child. 3. List key words on the chalkboard or show pictures illustrating these items from prophecies of Christ's birth, such as Bethlehem, star, Mary, and so on. Have the children listen for these words as you read or retell the Christmas story from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 19. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 19. Discuss with the children the feelings Joseph, Mary, and the shepherds might have had as they participated in the fulfillment of the prophecies of Christ's birth. 4. Help the children understand and memorize the ninth article of faith. During the discussion, point out that we are living in a time when prophecies and revelations are being fulfilled, and invite the children to name some of these prophecies. Share your feelings about being part of a church with continuing revelation and being a witness to the fulfillment of prophecies in your own lifetime. 5. Discuss how the Savior's birth, life, and atonement are the greatest gifts we will ever receive. What gift can we give Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ at this special season of the year? Challenge the children to give the gift of love to others. You may want to tell the following story as an example of how one young boy gave his father a gift of love. A few days before Christmas, when Rob was 15 years old, he overheard his father say to his mother, "Mary, I hate to call Rob to milk the cows in the mornings. He's growing so fast and he needs his sleep. I wish I could manage alone. These simple words made Rob fully realize something for the first time. His father loved him. The family was poor. Rob had bought his father an inexpensive tie, but as he lay thinking on the night before Christmas, it didn't seem enough. With growing excitement, he decided on a better gift. He would get up early and milk the cows before his father got up. He laughed to himself in anticipation of his father's surprise. The task went more easily than he had ever known it to go before. Milking for once was not a chore. It was something else, a gift to his father who loved him. His task finished, Rob returned to his bed just moments before his father called him. He knew his father would go to the barn ahead of him to get started, and in only a few minutes would discover the two big cans standing in the milk house filled. Breathlessly, Rob waited for his return. After what seemed an eternity, Rob heard his bedroom door open, heard his father laughing, a sobbing sort of laugh, and he heard his father say, "Thought you'd fool me, did you? It's for Christmas, Dad." In the morning darkness, he found his father and clutched him in a great hug. Rob's heart was bursting with love. "Son, I thank you," his father said. "Nobody ever did a nicer thing. The best Christmas gift I ever had, and I'll remember it, son, every year on Christmas morning, so long as I live." Adapted from Pearl S. Buck, Christmas Day in the Morning in Collier's, the 23rd of December, 1955, pages 10 and 11. 6. If possible, bring a recording of "For Unto Us a Child is Born" from Handel's Messiah. After you have listened to the music, you might have the children compare the words of the song with the prophecies of Isaiah. 7. Sing or read the words to "When He Comes Again," Children's Songbook, page 82, "Samuel Tells of the Baby Jesus," Children's Songbook, page 36, or "Away in a Manger," Children's Songbook, page 42. When He Comes Again. Verse 1. I wonder when He comes again, will herald angels sing? Will earth be white with drifted snow, or will the world know spring? I wonder if one star will shine far brighter than the rest. Will daylight stay the whole night through? Will songbirds leave their nests? I'm sure He'll call His little ones together round His knee, because He said in days gone by, "Suffer them to come to Me." 2. I wonder when He comes again, will I be ready there to look upon His loving face and join with Him in prayer? Each day I'll try to do His will and let my light so shine that others seeing me may seek for greater light divine. Then when that blessed day is here, He'll love me and He'll say, "You've served me well, my little child. Come into my arms to stay." Samuel tells of the baby Jesus. 1. Said Samuel, "Within 5 years a night will be as day, and baby Jesus will be born in a land far, far away." Chorus. Hosanna, Hosanna, oh, let us gladly sing, how blessed that our Lord was born, let earth receive her King. Verse 2. Across the sea in Bethlehem, Lord Jesus came to earth, as Samuel had prophesied, and angels sang His birth. Away in a Manger. Verse 1. Away in a manger, no crib for His bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the heavens looked down where He lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Chorus. Asleep, 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 the Savior in a stall. Asleep, 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 the Lord of all. Verse 2. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying He makes. I love Thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Verse 3. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask Thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care and fit us for heaven to live with Thee there. Conclusion. Testimony. Share your feelings about the divinity of Christ's birth and your gratitude for this wonderful gift that Heavenly Father has given to each of us. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. suggest that the children study Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and chapter 9, verse 6 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. Page 211, a picture of prophets foretelling the birth of Christ. Isaiah, 740 B.C. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, chapter 9, verse 6. Micah, 720 B.C. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Nephi, 600 B.C. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 18 to 21. Alma, 80 B.C. Alma chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Samuel the Lamanite, 5 B.C. Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. On the top of the page, it also has a picture of Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. End of Lesson 46. Prophets Foretold the Birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas.